Hello and welcome to the Malological Podcast. We are back for our sixth series. And as ever with each new series, our club members reset and they've all been busy in the first few weeks of term getting things underway, ready for this new series. We've got a few returning members and some children joining us for the very first time. So let's meet them.
Hi, I'm Harry.
Hi, I'm Dabare.
Hi, I'm George.
Hi, I'm Noah.
Hi, I'm Luke.
And we're in year 5.
Hi, I'm Lach.
Hi, I'm Adikito.
Hi, I'm Dylan.
Hello, I'm Sonia.
Hi, I'm Sebastian.
And we're in year 4.
Hi, my name's Suriana.
Hi, I'm Layla.
Hi, my name's Suri.
Hi, I'm Aria.
And we're in year 4.
Great to have them on board. You can also get a taste of what we do and the setup here in a little teaser trailer for the podcast on the school's social media channels. So do check that out if you haven't done so already. On that topic, I would also like to point you in the direction of the content around Manolodge's Space Balloon project. Yes, Manolodge are going to be launching our very own weather balloon into space. The children in the Space Balloon Club have been very busy working away on this project for months, and we've heard a bit about it on previous episodes of this podcast. But just last week, the children presented the project to the whole school in assembly, and the rest of the children were extremely excited by what they saw and heard. It is an incredible project, literally out of this world. So do keep across the school's weekly newsletters and our social media posts to look out for more updates, which I'm sure we'll report more on future podcast episodes too. Speaking of which, let's tell you what's coming up on this week's episode. We'll hear about the names our Manolodge chickens have been given. We've got our regular teacher interview with Miss Gordon this week. And we'll also hear about some favourite movies, Nintendo Switch games, the best sights to see in India, and the best teenage sports people. Let's kick things off with our chickens news. Here are Ada Keaton and Lach in Year 4 to reveal all.
Hi, I'm Ada Keaton.
And I'm Lach.
And today we are talking about the chickens at Manolodge.
Last time we got some new chickens from Manolodge.
They live in a pen in the school allotments and sleep in a chicken house where they lay eggs,
which we even sell from the school cafe.
We all thought they should have names, so we voted for what we thought they should be. Here were the final names that were chosen.
The first chicken is Henrietta.
Then Agatha Christie.
Dora the Explorer.
She is the leader of the chickens.
Shelley.
Shakira.
And finally, Rebecca.
We're quickly getting to know which one is which and their personalities.
It's great getting to know them and having them as a part of Manolodge.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Bye.
Absolutely excellent news, I'm sure you'll agree. Next, here are Sonia and Dylan with the top 5 Nintendo Switch games.
Hello, today we are talking about the top 5 Nintendo Switch games in our opinion. We hope you enjoy. Hello, my name is Sonia.
And my name is Dylan. Let's head on to number 5.
Number 5, Splatoon. Splatoon is a game where you shoot land and paint and use paint to get to places. Whoever covers more land and paint wins.
Number 4, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. In Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, you race around a track and try to win. You get advantages from floating question marks.
Number 3, Minecraft. Minecraft is a game where you have to survive in a land. There are different modes, survival and creative.
Survival, when you collect materials to build a shelter so mobs or creepers don't catch you. Creative is the same, but you have all the materials without collecting them, and you don't die.
Number 2, Super Smash Bros. In this game, you fight characters to earn them, and once you have earned them, you can play against your friends and family.
And last but not least, number 1, FIFA 24, which I think is the best out of every Nintendo Switch game.
In this game, you play a match of football, and you can choose the football team you want to play in.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Bye.
Now, after teenager Luke Littler burst onto the scene by getting to the World Championship darts final at the age of just 16 over Christmas, Harry, Dabare, Luke, Noah and George in Year 5 wanted to research the best teenage sports stars.
Hi, I'm Harry.
Hi, I'm Dabare.
I'm George.
I'm Noah.
And I'm Luke.
And today we're going to talk about the best teenage sportsmen.
For darts, we have Luke Littler.
Luke Littler, aged 16, took the darts world by storm in his debut at the World Darts Championship. Surprisingly, the British teenager was through to the final after beating Rob Cross in the semi-finals to become the youngest ever player to make the top two.
For football, we have Gavi. Gavi started his career at La Liara Balompié, a club in his hometown between 2010 and 2012. From there, he moved on to Real Betis's youth academy, where he spent two seasons. He scored 95 goals for the youth team of Real Betis. Now he's at Barcelona.
For skateboarding, we have Sky Brown. Sky Brown is an inspirational sports personality. Not only is she the Great Britain's first ever part skateboarding world champion, but she is the youngest British Olympian of all time and the proud owner of Olympic bronze medal. She has achieved all of this before the age of 15 years old.
For golf, it is Charlie Woods, son of the amazing Tiger Woods. He was named after his uncle. His uncle was name was Alex. He's bilingual. Woods speaks Swedish and English. He is into soccer. Woods is more interested in soccer than golf. He talks trash too. Like his father, Woods also talks trash to his opponents on the green. And he's picky about his clubs.
For cricket, we have Rian Ahmed. Rian Ahmed became the youngest man to play for Test cricket for England when he made his debut 18 years and 126 days old in Karachi in December 2022 and marked the occasion with a game-changing 5-wicket haul in Pakistan's second innings. Now we are going to tell you
the greatest of all time. He is Pele. He won the World Cup when he was only 17 years old. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Remember to like and rate. Bye.
Over to Suri and Suriyan in Year 4 next, who have the top 10 sights to see in India.
Hello and welcome. My name is Suri.
And I'm Suriyana.
And today we're going to tell you about the top 10 cities in India, in our opinion. We hope you enjoy.
We love India and we go there all the time.
So we got a bit of experience.
Number one is Mumbai. Oh, I love going to Mumbai.
Number two is Delhi. I have never seen it, but I've heard it's really good.
Number three is Jaipur. In my opinion, it's the best.
Number four is Agra.
Number five is Varanasi. I've never been there, but they have good reviews.
Number six is Bangalore. It's my most recent, and as a matter of fact, I'm going there this term.
Number seven is Chennai. Hey, I'm going there soon.
They're really close, so we might meet each other there. Number eight is Kolkata.
Number nine is Mysore. I love going to Mysore.
And finally, the one you've all been waiting for, number 10,
Goa. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
We hoped you enjoyed it. Bye.
Layla and Aria in Year 4 join us now to tell us about their top 10 kids' movies.
Hello and welcome. My name is Layla.
And my name is Aria.
Today we're going to tell you the top 10 best movies for kids.
In our opinion.
We hope you enjoy. Number 10, Finding Nemo.
Oh, I like Finding Nemo. Number 9, The Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid is really good. I recommend you watch it. Number 8, Moana.
Moana is the best. Number 7, Matilda.
Matilda is amazing. You should watch it.
Number 6, Encanto. We've both watched it. It is really good, right, Layla?
Yes. Number 5, Monsters University. Monsters University is one of my favourite movies.
Number 4, The Lion King. I love The Lion King.
Number 3, Frozen.
I really like Frozen. Number 2, Inside Out.
I've always loved watching Inside Out. I hope you can watch it.
Lastly, number 1. We didn't decide where to put these two movies, but we thought that they should both be number 1, Wish
and Wonka.
Wish is amazing.
And Wonka is the best.
We really enjoyed watching some of these movies.
We hope you enjoyed.
Thank you.
And finally, we have our teacher interview for this episode. We welcome Sonia, Dylan and Seb to put the questions to the wonderful Miss Gordon.
Hi, I'm Sonia.
Hi, I'm Seb.
Hi, I'm Dylan.
Hello, Miss Gordon. How are you today?
Good morning, Seb, Sonia and Dylan. I'm very well, thank you. How are you guys?
Good.
If you don't mind, we're here to do a little interview.
No, of course I don't mind. Sounds lovely.
First question, how long have you worked at Manor Lodge?
I have worked at Manor Lodge for 4 years now.
Do you enjoy your job?
Absolutely love my job. I'm very, very lucky. I work with lovely boys and girls, and my colleagues are very lovely too.
Have you always been a TA?
No, I haven't. I've only been TA for about 6 years. Prior to that, I worked at a financial company, HSBC. Have you heard of that?
No.
It's a big bank, and I used to work for them, and I spent 30 years working in a bank. That's a long time, but I did very, very different jobs whilst I worked.
Helps bank.
Does he? Well, there we go. And I used to work down in a place called Canary Wharf in the City of London.
I think I've heard of it.
Yes?
Yeah. What other schools have you worked at?
Prior to Manor Lodge, I worked at Edgegrove. I started off as a...
You played fixtures there.
You do play fixtures
there. When Sonia was little, we were going to put her in Edgegrove, but then when they said, did you like it, you're like, yeah.
Do you know what? I'm glad you're here, Sonia, because I get to spend time with you here. So I started off at Edgegrove as a midday supervisor, so like a dinner lady, and then I moved into the classroom after about 2 years of doing that job as a teaching assistant at Edgegrove.
Okay. What was your favourite lesson when you were in school?
Oh, when I was in school, I wasn't like you guys. I wasn't a very good learner, I have to say. But my favourite lesson was English. I didn't used to enjoy maths, because you know you get your times table tests now.
Yeah.
My teacher used to test us, give us 100 questions.
100?
100 questions in our times table test.
I
was a little bit too much. I think 20 is enough. So we had 100. I'll bring you one of my books in to show you one day.
Okay. Were you scared when you were like teaching?
When I started out as a teaching assistant, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes, I was a little bit nervous because it was a very, very different job for me from what I was used to. But prior to me going into the bank, I actually wanted to be a teacher. I'm not a teacher now, I'm a teaching assistant, but I actually wanted to be a teacher. And I started teacher's training for 3.5 days. But the bank phoned me, and I'd already had an interview with them, and they offered me a job. So after 3.5 days, I left the teacher training and went to work in the bank. I was 18 at the time. So I absolutely love being the teaching assistant. If I was younger, I would probably retrain and be a teacher, but I can't do it now. I can't do all that learning, so I'm a teaching assistant.
What do you like to do in your free times, and do you have any hobbies?
Yes and no. So I've got a little girl, well, she's not little anymore, she's 18, who's just gone away to university. So obviously a lot of my time over the years has been taken up with her, and I'm very proud of her. I've got a cat named Wilfred, who is very naughty, so he takes up a lot of my time.
What's his cousin's Wilfred?
Oh, really? He's very naughty, so I've got to watch him constantly. He's a very naughty cat. But I actually really enjoy walking. Whenever I go back to Swansea, I love going for walks on the beach and in the mountains. And when I'm sitting down of an evening, and this makes me sound really old, I love knitting. I love knitting. I'm not very good at it, but I love knitting blankets and scarves and things like that, just to relax me of an evening.
I heard you were Welsh. Can you tell us a little bit about growing up in Wales?
Yes, I can. I grew up in a little village called Penclawdd, which is in North Gower, which is in West Wales. Tiny, tiny little village, but we had a lovely childhood. We were very, very lucky. We lived on the edge of a marsh. So the sea used to come over the marsh at certain times of the day. So we were very, very lucky. And we used to have wild horses roaming on that marsh. They quite often come in our garden and we used to have to chase them out. So most of my childhood was really spending days outside. My father'd call me in about 9 o'clock when it was getting dark to come inside. And I was very lucky. And we used to go swimming in the tide. the good thing about the tide, the sea coming in as well, sometimes, certain times of the years, it used to come up past our house, out past our gate, and I couldn't get out to go to school. And my first lesson every day was a maths lesson, so I used to miss maths some mornings.
Because it was 100 questions.
So I was very lucky.
Yeah.
I heard Wales are famous for their choirs and singers, so you're a good singer.
I am absolutely not, Sonia. I have not got a musical note in my body. When I was about your age, I did start to learn to play the violin. My mum and dad quickly asked me to stop. No, I cannot. I love singing, but I'm a shower singer, I'm afraid. I sing in the shower only.
I play the violin.
Do you play violin?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I wasn't very good at it. My mum and dad asked me to stop.
Seb plays the trombone, I play the piano.
Ah, fantastic. Well done. Very musical.
Thank you, Miss Gordon, for giving us your time so we could interview you.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Thanks to Miss Gordon for taking the hot seat this week, and thanks very much to you all for listening. Well done to all the children for their contributions, including their music too. We had a piece created on GarageBand by Noah and George as our intro music this week, and now to outro the show, here's Harry playing Unfaithful by Rihanna on the piano.
Remember to rate, like and subscribe, and tell your friends.